From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Resident Tanya Alderdice says it was scary.
Everything started shaking, and then it got worse and got worse, and it just didn't stop. I don't like earthquakes at the best of times. So, yeah, it was quite frightening.
Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. The United States has agreed to take in refugees being held by Australia in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Sunday the accord is a one-time agreement and will not be repeated. He said the priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centers on the two islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has taken the city and has raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group announced a new modified peace accord Saturday. The government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, said in a joint statement they had incorporated proposals from various groups in the new agreement. An earlier agreement was rejected by voters in a referendum. This is VOA News.